Well, somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 migrants have drowned in the Mediterranean over the last year. They pay large sums of money to traffickers to be put on board unseaworthy vessels, often overcrowded. The tragic fallout of this prompted the Italian Navy to mount a mission entitled Mare Nostrum, which rescued around 150,000 migrants from the sea in the course of a year. This mission ended this month. Frontex, the European Border Control Agency, has now launched Triton. This is not a search and rescue mission, the organisation says, and it operates on about a third of the budget of Mare Nostrum. Eva Moncur is a spokesperson for Frontex. I put it to her that this budgetary difference would clearly lead to a difference in the capacity of the new mission to save lives.
Actually, we do a lot of search and rescue in the course of our operations. However, we are a border control agency and we organize operations at the external borders of Europe. Operation Mare Nostrum was a national operation launched by Italy. The operation was mostly carried out by the Navy. We, as a border control agency, we use assets, vessels and from the member states, mostly from Coast Guard.
So what happens to the work that was being done under Mare Nostrum? There were 3,000 migrants drowned in the sea, possibly as many as almost 4,000, and a rescue of 150,000 migrants. What's going to happen to that rescue mission?
Well, as far as Mare Nostrum is concerned, I mean, you need to speak to the Italian authorities. On the other hand, Operation Triton, we participate in search and rescue operations all the time. Since the beginning of the operation, we have been in saving probably 85% of the migrants that arrived in these 3 weeks to Italy. So if you are in Central Mediterranean, you are always involved in search and rescue operations, and we always are.
So when you say it's a border management rather than a search and rescue mission, what does that mean? What is border management in practical terms? What does that look like in the Mediterranean?
Well, border management it means that the vessels deployed in the operation are closer to the Italian shore. On the other hand, Operation Mare Nostrum was carried out far out in the international waters. Of course, when there is a search and rescue call, we participate and we go wherever the coordinator of search and rescue tells us to go. And that's what always happens. But as a border agency, our mandate is to control the border.
The impact of the United Kingdom's attitude towards mounting any form of rescue missions in the Mediterranean, they believe that it contributes to being a pull factor, that, for example, they are not, as I understand it, making a contribution to Triton. Can you just outline what impact that's having?
It's not my place to comment on what politicians in different countries are saying, but I can tell you is that we launched a call for support for this operation, and the member states have responded, and we have all the vessels and the planes we requested. So from our point of view, we've got enough support.
It seems that your analysis is that it's not going to get any better in the short term. So it would appear that there's going to be a need to expand Triton or future operations in the Mediterranean to deal with what Mare Nostrum was dealing with in the past.
Well, we always look at the situation. All our operations are based on risk analysis. So we, of course, will analyze the situation and act accordingly. But we need to remember that Frontex is a European agency with limited budget, and also an agency that relies on the technical equipment and assets that the member states can give us for our operation. So what we can do in support of the member states is limited. I would say Mediterranean remains a very dangerous place. And it's also very large. It's 2.5 million square kilometers. So even if we are looking at a small portion of it, it's still very large and very dangerous. And the boats that migrants travel on are always overcrowded and are simply unseaworthy. So they are basically a disaster waiting to happen.
You mentioned there that you do a risk analysis or a risk assessment. For the forthcoming year, what is your risk analysis in the Mediterranean in terms of casualties?
Well, we look at the trends. I mean, we don't have a crystal ball. What's going to happen? I cannot really estimate that. But the current trend, despite the fact that it's winter and the weather is getting to be quite bad for sailing, the migrants keep coming. So at the moment, it doesn't look like the situation is going to change in the near future.
And that was Ava Moncura, spokesperson for Frontex, talking to us a short time ago.